Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the eighth day of the month of Sivan. I hope that all of you had a wonderful Chag. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today Daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Larry Rothblatt, Mor D'Asra of Congregation Beth Aaron in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Rothblatt reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rothblatt.
Thank you very much, Naftali, and Shalom Aleichem, everybody, and thank you so much for affording me this wonderful opportunity to share a few moments of Chizuk with you. Today is a very special day. Today, outside the land of Israel, we refer today as Isru Chag, the day which immediately follows the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Today is the proverbial day after. And it's not just the day after the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It is the day after the climax of a season which I would argue began months ago, as we began reciting first the special Dalet Parshios, the four special Torah readings in the weeks leading up to Purim. And then, of course, as we past Purim, as we got closer to Pesach, we began to prepare with anticipation and with a certain sense of urgency, although this year was quite unusual, the circumstances in which we faced, our celebration of Zman Matan Torah, of Zman Chiruseinu, the celebration of our exodus from Egypt. And then we began counting 49 days, 7 weeks, and we come to this very dramatic climactic close on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and we now find ourselves sort of again on the day after wondering, now what? What are we counting towards now? For months, we have been building up with great anticipation and looking forward to this moment, and now we find ourselves wondering, what is our avoda? What is the special task that lies before us at this time? So I'd like to suggest a possible perspective that we could bring to this question. If we just think back for a moment, let's just take one step back, even several days. We celebrated Shavuos being Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the time in which the Torah was given. And I would ask you, where in the Torah does it say that in fact Shavuos is a holiday in which we celebrate the giving of the Torah? The Torah, of course, speaks about Shavuos being the Yom Tov, the holiday in which we celebrate the harvest. It's called the Chag HaBikurim, associated with the special mitzvah of bringing the first fruit to the Beis HaMikdash. But in fact, if one looks very carefully, you will not find any explicit reference in the Torah to the fact that Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And this is very remarkable, that the Torah records other dates of seemingly far less significance, but perhaps the most important date in our history, the day of Maimon Har Sinai, the day in which God revealed himself to the entire Jewish nation. So the Torah seemingly deliberately omits that date and leaves us with our rabbis having to make that association between the holiday of Shavuos and the giving of the Torah. I think it is similarly noteworthy that we maintain such meaningful connections to so many important historical sites, particularly in and around the land of Israel, yet we have no real idea, nor, you'll forgive me, do we even seem to care where Har Sinai is. Again, such an incredible place, the place of divine revelation, and while we can cite so many different places, big and small, all over the world, which bring us back to our history, Har Sinai, that moment of great connection with God, we don't know where it is. And the question is why. So the Kli Yakir in his commentary on the Chumash and Parshas Zemor explains that the reason why the Torah omits the association between Shavuos and the giving of the Torah is because the Torah is very concerned that one should never think that there is only one time during the year, there is only one date in which we can celebrate the receiving of the Torah. Our relationship with Torah should not be limited in any way to a specific date. It's true, anniversaries are special, but ultimately what defines a relationship is not the way in which we interact on our anniversary, but really the way we interact every other day of the year. Indeed, as the Kli Yarka says, as Rashi explains on the Chumash, on the Pasuk and Chumash that we say every day in the Kriya Shema, Vayuad Varemela Sharonachim Tzavcha Hayom, that Divrei Torah, that the words of Torah should be special to us, Hayom Ki'ilu, as if these words were given to me today. So while it may be true that there is in fact a historical significance, a connection between Shavuos being Zman Matan Torah Seinu, by omitting this fact in the Torah reminds us that the Torah is not limited to a particular time. By failing to recognize and to sort of embrace our historical connection to the place of Sinai, we remind ourselves that the Torah is not limited to a particular place. It completely transcends time and place. And regardless of where we find ourselves, it is a day in which we can celebrate our relationship with Torah. I believe that this message is almost embedded within the mitzvah Sfiras Omer itself, because the Torah tells us, "Usfartem lachen," you are to count, "mimacharas haShabbos," already highlighting the idea of the day after. "Ad mimacharas haShabbos haShviyas." The Torah speaks repeatedly about looking not so much at the day, but on the day after, the tomorrow. And so we find ourselves right now on this day of Yisruchag, the day after the count, scratching our heads, wondering, what are we supposed to do now? And the answer is, well, we're supposed to do exactly what we've been doing for the past 7 weeks, to take it from this moment, from this time period of great elation, of celebration, even if not especially, as we move away from the special season of Adar and Nisan, from the period of Sfiras Omer, as we look at Shavuos in the rearview mirror, as it were, and we say, okay, goodbye to this season. We remind ourselves, now is the time. Now is the time for us to truly celebrate on this day of Macharas, on the next day, on the morrow of the day of Shavuos, and hopefully take these profound lessons with us. I will mention in conclusion that we are all learning just within the past several hours of the passing of our great leader and teacher, Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, who for many years was the Rosh Yeshiva and the president of Yeshiva University. Now is not the time, nor am I the individual, to speak about such a great and extraordinary individual. But among the many very important legacies that Rabbi Lamb left, not just his family and community, but I really think the entire Jewish people, it is the capacity and the obligation, the sacred obligation of each and every Jew to try to fuse Shemayim and Aretz, to try to unite heaven and earth, body and soul, that which is kadosh, that which is holy, and that which is chol, that which is mundane. And as we leave this very, very holy and sacred period, the period in the days leading up to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we are reminded, again, by the legacy of this extraordinary individual, that we have an incredible opportunity and a sacred responsibility to try to take the Kedusha with us, to be Moses, Michol al HaKodesh, to see to it that the great moments of elation that we celebrated over the past many, many weeks do not end, but continue with us in the days, the weeks, the months, and Be'ezras Hashem, the years ahead. At this time, I am going to lead you in Tehillim, in the recitation of Tehillim, beginning with Perek Ches. We're going to start with chapter 20. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David, yancho Adonai b'yom tzora, yisagev choshem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach etzucha mikodesh, umetzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha, v'yoloscha yedashnes ela, yiten l'cha chuvavecha, v'chol atzascha yimalei, Nirananavishuasecha, V'hanachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima karu v'nafalu. V'hanachnu kanu v'nisodon. Adonai Yoshio hamelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. We continue now with Perek Chof Zayin, chapter 27. L'David, Adonai Yoriv Yishi, Mimi Yigra, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Yefchad, Bikrov Alay Nureim Alecholis Bisari, Sarai Yavai Li, Heima Chashlu V'nafalu, Im Tachane Alay Machane Lo Yira Libi, Im Tachum Alay Milchama Bezal Sani Voteyach, Achas shalalti meyes Adonai yoso avakesh. Shifti beveis Adonai kol yimei chayoi. Lachsos benoam Adonai. Ulevakev heichalo. Ki yitzpineini b'suko b'yom ra. Yastireini b'seser holo b'tzu yiro mimeini. V'yato yorum roshi aloivai sivivosai. Vezrichov aloho zirchei suro, oshilo vazamro ladonoi. Shema Adonai koli yekro, vechoneini vaneini. Vechoma libi bakshufonoi, espanecho Adonai abakesh. Al taster panecho mimeni, al tat piach avdecho. Ezrafi ha'yisa, al tisheni v'al tazeni Elohei ishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonoi yasveini. Hareini adonoi darkecho, unachemi l'orech mishor l'man shoreroi. Atitneini b'nefesh toroi, ki kamovi eidei sheker v'fiach chamos. Lulei hemanti l'ros b'tzuv Adonai, b'eretz chayim, kavei al Adonai, chazak v'yamei, tlibecho, v'kavei el Adonai. Finally, we recite Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos nimamakim krosicho Adonai. Adonai Shema Vikoli Tiena Zachakashivos Vikol Tachmanoi Im Abonos Tishmor Yo Adonai Mi Yamot Ki Yimcho Haslicho Leman Tivarei Kivisi Adonai Kiviso Nafshi Vilidvaro Hocholti Nafshi l'Adonai mishamim l'aboker, shamim l'aboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai yachesed v'arveim ofidus. Uhu yifteh Yisrael mikol avonosav. Bishabeirach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Moshe v'Aaron David Shlomo hu yivareich v'yirapeh esacholim yesacholos. Babur shanachim mispalim baburam bischarze hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachlimam urapusam lachzikam achiyosam yishvach lehem meira rufuah shleima min hashemayim v'rimach ederim ishtagidehem b'soch shachor lo yisrael rufuah tanefesh urufuah tagof hashtah bagalov zman koriv v'nomar amein. Achenu kabeis Yisrael, anasunim b'tzoro v'shivya, ba'omdim b'im hayam u'vim b'yabasha, ha'mokom yirachem aleihem yotziyei mitzoro livracha, v'me'afeilo yaro mishibud b'gula, hashto b'agalo v'zman koriv v'nomar amein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Rothwax. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with Tova. And may the Rabboni Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Elisha Pereiro of the Young Israel of West Rogers Park, Chicago, Illinois. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe